The Jerry DePoto Show, presented by GEICO, every Thursday at 3:30 with Danny, Dave, and Moore.
Looking forward to it every week.
The latest transactions, the breakdown on the Mariners' latest moves, the reason behind the decisions that shape the organization.
I love the time together. It gives me a chance to hold myself accountable.
Now, here's Danny, Dave, and Moore.
And we are joined by Jerry DePoto on the Zeke's Pizza Hotline. And Jerry, the result today wasn't what you guys were looking for, but a well-played game, 4-2 loss to Milwaukee, a great series against the Brewers, a team that's a contender in the National League. You take 2 out of 3 there, and your team's playing some improved baseball all around.
Dare I say normal. You know, we are, we've put together a string of what I think is good baseball games, and really happy with the stability that the pitching staff has shown, particularly over these last 4 games, where we're getting good pitching. The offense has really not been a problem from the start. So given a head start, the offense has done a great job, and really excited to see some of our younger guys stepping up and playing so well. And it was a fun series.
The bullpen was really good in the series, Jerry, especially Austin Adams. Well, what more can you tell us about him? I hear he's got a great personality.
Yeah, Austin's quirky. You know, he's very smart, works very hard. I think we got really fortunate that he was starting to make some adjustments in his game right about the time that we acquired him from the Nationals. And it's a trade that so far has, you know, paid us back in spades. He throws, as you've seen, in the mid, sometimes upper 90s. He's got a terrific slider. He does have an analytical mind. He is about as kooky as you want to see. He's a reliever in every way, shape, and form. And over the course of these last, you know, 20 or so innings that since he's been with the Mariners, he has been phenomenal. And, you know, at a time when we really needed it, and he and Elias and Anthony Bass, they've brought some stability to our bullpen where for most of the year there's been none. So it's been a breath of fresh air.
Jerry, when you talk quirky, are we talking Turk Wendell-style quirky and brushing his teeth in between innings? How does his quirkiness manifest itself?
I think he is a super aggressive personality. Like, if you've seen him work a piece of gum, that's his personality. he's very intense. He's wired all the time. I think the position players on our club love him because of the unique, like, let's get after it type attitude. He's not a pitcher who's looking to.
Oh, we'll get Jerry DePoto back here in just a second. His phone cut off. We will get back in touch with him.
Adams has been great.
Adams is one of the pitchers, I believe, that Jerry first drafted. I think that he was with the Angels when Jerry was with the Angels when they drafted Austin Adams in the 8th round back in 2012.
Yeah, he's been, I'm hoping we can talk to him at Edgar's Cantina sometime because I've heard about his personality and I think he'd be a great interview. And boy, we saw him striking out Yelich on back-to-back nights, too, in high-leverage situations.
That's got to be one of the tougher situations for a reliever is to find a new role over the course of a season and to be able to figure out and get ready, prepare yourself for something that he probably didn't have much of an idea about what his role was going to be this season. And all of a sudden you're forced, for lack of a better term, that you don't really have a closer, so you get thrown into all sorts of different situations.
Yeah, they. I think all those guys, especially with Strickland going out so early, trying to figure out what your role is, and it's been just kind of a hodgepodge, put-together thing there in the bullpen, and I think Jerry's just trying to find the right pieces. He brought in 2 new guys last week, and the opener last night did a good job, Caricedi.
Yeah, he did. What are we at? Are we at 3-4 with the openers?
Boy, you couldn't really complain, you know, and I'm typically want to complain about the opener, but you couldn't do it last night. I mean, the kid did well.
Yeah, they came in. The fact that they don't have defined roles in a bullpen, in large part because they're not sure who's in the bullpen, and they've had to basically work at it as they go this season, I think it's opened up some possibilities. And we do have Jerry DePoto back with us now here on the Zeke's Pizza Hotline. And Jerry, J.P. Crawford is someone you mentioned during last week's visit that was someone you guys might have been able to get kind of buy low on with in acquiring him from Philadelphia, the price that it took. What have you seen from him this season?
He's been awesome, roughly awesome. And that includes the time, the 6 weeks or so that he spent in Tacoma. You know, we brought J.P. in. frankly, he didn't have a great spring training. You know, it was his first shot at a change of scenery, having been drafted in the first round by the Phillies and developed in their system throughout. So this was his first time wearing new clothes, so to speak. And spring training didn't stand out, but we learned then, great kid who has a lot of aptitude and good work habits. And he worked a lot with Perry Hill. We sent him off for a month and a half in Tacoma with some things to work on. And clearly he aced the test. He's been great. He has a terrific strike zone judgment, a clean swing. He does just about everything you can do. I think he would be fair to qualify as a 4.5 or 5 tool player because we think there's more power, and we're starting to see it manifest itself in doubles and triples. I don't think JP is ever going to be a 30 homer guy, but the way he runs, the quality of the at bat, we think he's going to be a nice combination of extra base hits over maybe pure long ball power. But he's been like we talked about with Austin, just a breath of fresh air.
What has he done this time around that he wasn't able to do in previous opportunities at the big league level?
I think just relaxed, and he's doing the things that JP Crawford does. And that, you know, JP's always had a skill set. We talked about it right after we acquired him. For 3 successive years, was ranked among the top 20 prospects in the game, cresting, I think, as high as number 5 or 6. And still just 24 years old. He began this season with us at age 23. Not all prospects develop in a linear fashion. Some guys it takes a little longer. And, you know, JP came into this season with roughly about 200 plate appearances, actually less than that, I think, in the big leagues. So it's not as if he was going through these struggles and failures. He just simply hadn't had enough time. And we brought him over to our organization, embraced him, told him we thought he was a big leaguer, and watched him work on the finishing touches in Tacoma, and he's relaxed. He's relaxed. He's playing loose and free, and he appears to be having fun, and it's really energized our team.
Boy, he made a terrific play last night, ranging to his left, sliding, and then throwing out Arcia. What's his potential defensively?
His potential defensively is that it could be Gold Glovish. He's got all the actions. He's got plenty of arm strength. And, you know, he's been inconsistent, which, again, in player development, that's one of the things that's not particularly linear, is that he has all of the defensive tools to capitalize, and we're watching him grow into his maturity and his confidence. We see the occasional great play. I think we're starting to see him execute the fundamental play with more consistency, and I don't see any reason why he shouldn't be a defensive standout. And we're starting to see signs of that, particularly of late.
How do you think things are going to sort out in the outfield, Jerry, when Haniger comes back? Do you guys, Malik Smith has been playing better in center field. We've certainly enjoyed watching him at the plate and the way he's racing around the bases and everything. Are there plans to maybe move him to left when Haniger comes back?
We haven't crossed that bridge yet. You know, it's what we had discussed before Mitch was injured, and obviously it's something that we will consider once we're close to getting him back. We're not entirely sure yet when that'll be. And right now, Malik is playing great and has truly since we called him back from Tacoma. And we've seen improvements defensively, and he's been really all that we envisioned in the leadoff spot in the lineup. So, you know, leave well enough alone right now, and we'll address that at the appropriate time.
We've got Jerry DePoto, his weekly visit with us here. And Jerry, I'm wondering about a bigger picture question, and this kind of takes us back a little bit to the offseason. I wonder what is the most difficult part from a GM's perspective when you guys make the decision to take a step back at the big league level. What's the most difficult part that goes in towards someone who's in your position as a GM? What's the most difficult part of making that decision?
Yeah, it's the personalities, it's the human beings that you're dealing with, because, you know, we as a fan base, obviously fans appreciate the contributions from guys like Paxton and Zunino and Cano and Diaz, Segura. We actually get the privilege of knowing the people in a more significant way. So, you know, that's the first thing is knowing that the people will no longer be there. But as more to the point of the play on the field, it's knowing that what we signed on for was understanding that occasionally we're going to have to bite off the occasional uncomfortable loss. And, you know, and we've endured a couple of those, and just we have to look in the mirror and say, we signed up for it. And, you know, we'll figure out a way to improve this sooner than later. But it's, I think it's starting to come together nicely here over the last couple of weeks with guys like Malik. Omar has played well all year long. JP has really started to take some steps forward since April, really. And we're seeing encouraging signs. And for all that is happening at the big league level that is grabbing at least mild attention, we've got magnificent things going on in player development and our minor league system that are really exciting us.
Jerry, we always appreciate your time. We thank you very much for joining us. Thanks very much.
All right, fellas.
That was Jerry DePoto. Jim's got his hands up in the air. He doesn't seem to be very pleased.
What happened?
I don't know. I didn't feel like it was going anywhere. I couldn't think about how
well,
I was going to
phrase
it.
Well, you know how I feel then.
Yeah, I couldn't feel like how I was going to phrase it and successfully execute. He gave us a really nice answer to what the most difficult thing is rebuilding.
See, that's a nice way of putting it, because you could have said, well, we needed to go to break, and I didn't have time to get the question
no.
in. That's probably what I would have said.
I didn't feel it. I didn't feel I had it. I had it phrased in a way I'd be able to communicate to him. We'll try to regroup here. And coming up next on Danny, Dave, and More.
The Jerry DePoto Show.
Every Thursday at 3:30. Presented by GEICO.